Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to middle-aged number 14. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what is going on?
Nothing too much.
Keep it creepy.
Oh, wait, no, we're not.
Whoa. Slow down.
Did I miss the discussion? No. Looking at my notes thinking, wow.
Doing good.
Good.
We're living in a reversed universe.
We're slapsticking a little.
So. Oh, man.
It's fun. Trying to trick me.
He's riffing over there.
I'm so tired, it's not hard.
Did I have the right tone? So creepy. Oh, now I can't even talk.
He's going to be doing that from now on, and so I have to come up with it.
Keep it creepy.
So creep it keepy.
Keepy keeper.
I got it. I'm going to have to come up with the, as a rap now?
That's not going to be good.
There you go.
I'm going to come up with the dirty versions, right?
Sean?
I'll keep it to myself. I know.
Yeah,
I know
all about keep it yourself, all right.
So which number are we on? 14?
14.
Oh, my goodness sakes. That's awesome.
I know.
That's amazing.
So what are we going to discuss?
We are going to dive right into it and talk about elves. So...
Elvish.
Ooh, my God. Not Graceland, you goofball. This is elves. Now, this is reminiscent already of leprechaun talk because the leprechauns, we had lots of fun. And I was thinking about this today when I listened to stuff on elves. I read stuff on elves like I do everything else. And I just remember thinking, but when I think of elves, I think about, like, it makes me feel warm inside. Like, I love this. Mm-hmm. I love anything that's like magical, mystical, has lore.
Yeah, that's why I picked it.
Yeah,
it's like weird. I don't know if there's
elves.
Yeah,
no, well, it's good. I mean, weird. That's why we
kind of does. Yeah,
I don't know if there's a whole lot of like scary type stuff with elves, but I mean there are dark
there's
elves.
There can be. Yeah,
kind of get everything with them. Yeah.
So an elf is, or elves plural, is a type of humanoid supernatural being in Germanic mythology and folklore, especially in North Germanic mythology and folklore. And in medieval Germanic-speaking cultures, elves generally seem to have been thought of as beings with magical powers and supernatural beauty. You got to emphasize the beauty. Ambivalent toward everyday people and capable of either helping or hindering them. However, the details of these beliefs have varied considerably over time and space and have flourished in both pre-Christian and Christian cultures.
Elves.
it actually means in Germanic languages it means white being, and I'm not trying to be racist or anything like that, but that's what it means.
Why did you even go there?
I don't think our listeners are Wikipedia. You can't get mad at Wikipedia.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
you can a little bit.
Yeah, now.
Sorry.
Take two.
Let's start all over again.
Oh, man. Okay. So elves.
You want to hear
Nate's
about
choice?
Elven lore. Elves are magical people of otherworldly grace. This has nothing to do with their race, right? Living in a world but not entirely part of it. So that's the ambivalent part. They live in places of ethereal beauty in the midst of ancient forests or in silverly spires glittering with fairy light, where soft music drifts through the air and gentle fragrances waft on the breeze. There's a waft. Elves love nature and magic, art and artistry, music and poetry, and the good things of the world. Mm. That's elven lore.
Unless they're an evil elf.
Okay, well, there are dark. Yeah, that's light and dark.
Do they call it elfin or elven?
Elven. I don't know. Elfin? You can, depends. Are we talking
Simon and Theodore?
Elvin!
Santa Claus would probably call him one thing, right? And then depends on what kind of elf you're talking about. Because I know at some point in this talk, we're going to talk
Will
about
Ferrell.
Santa, right? And elf, right? So Santa and his elves, that's a whole part of the magical mystery lore. Mm-hmm. And Santa at one time was considered that jolly old elf, right?
Yeah.
So those are probably my... If I had to list my favorite elves, Santa and his elves would be on that list.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't consider Santa an elf, but...
he's the head elf.
He's supposed to be, right? But he doesn't have the pointy ears, right? Maybe he outgrew...
Maybe you don't have to have pointy ears. Maybe that's something you know...
Don't be rigid in my elf thinking. Is that what you're trying to say? Is that what?
Think outside the box. Let's be serious now.
Even more favorite than Santa, though, is Zelda. Oh, like, yeah. Link and Zelda, Link. The Legend of Zelda. Yeah.
The game.
I love the... Dun,
never played dun,
dun,
it.
Dun, no, I think dun, 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 Lord of the Rings did a really good job with elves.
Oh, my gosh. That would be my probably third favorite.
Yeah.
Never seen those either.
They're very good.
You got to catch
up. You want to know my favorite?
I do.
Keebler.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Fudge Stripe Cookie.
Love the cookies. That is on my list of things to talk about.
Yeah. Always like, I thought, oh, that's cool. He lives in that tree. And then how they... That's a... magical tree, because it really doesn't look like you'd have a whole factory in
but
there.
It's but it's a huge factory.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, Keebler.
I can't believe you took us there right away. That does make me hungry. I did. Well, we just had a snack, so we shouldn't be too
Nate,
hungry.
Do you have any Keebler?
Keebler cookies.
I am Yum. Fresh out.
So, yeah. So, Nate's choice, elves, a good one. Definitely different. And similar to the leprechaun lore. Mm-hmm. I like it. I found a little thing here that says, we all think of elves being tiny, short, and they actually said it can range from under 5 feet tall, okay, but they can be over 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be that's Lord of the Ring main vein of elves, their normal height.
Okay.
It's supposed to be big warriors against the evil armies and stuff.
Do they have any...
They live in Rivendell, right?
Rivendell, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Rivendell, California? Oh, that's Riverside, my fault.
A beautiful, just like what you said in the description, beautiful spired castle and just in an ancient forest and
waterfalls.
But they're not teeny tiny.
No, they're normal size. Yeah.
Do they have magical or are they just like human?
Yeah. I mean, do they have a lot of agility, very good archers, and then I think that...
They tend to hide away, too.
Yeah, didn't they have...
Can they do spells?
Yeah,
I
think they're good at like healing, and then maybe I can't remember. It's been a while since I've watched the movies, but like maybe a foresight.
Yeah, they don't tend to be. They have that ambivalence where they just they're especially against humans. They're kind of like, dude, you're on your own. But they, I don't know that they really focus as much on the magic.
Yeah,
I mean, I do think they do have the healing abilities because. Mm-hmm.
Frodo goes there.
Eowyn, right, is the one that she heals him. Yeah. So they do have that ability, but they don't do a lot of magic spells and things like that. But
they're very agile and great warriors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And beautiful.
They basically age slowly.
As,
yeah. But they're portrayed as a more superior race than the humans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Cool.
That's the whole J.R.R. Tolkien is about Middle Earth and he made up his own languages.
Yeah, a lot of the research it's all his philosophies of them. You know.
Oh, okay.
And that's sort of what
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
so,
and that's what sort of drew me to it is he doesn't really go into detail about it, but there are some passages in his books that hint to the orcs that they battle are derived from elves. They take the elf and they transform them, become
the dark elves. Into
orcs.
Okay.
The orc army.
Okay.
So yeah, because that's what the light elves are supposed to be about, healing and helping and all that kind of stuff. Although, like I said, that you can definitely tell there's an air of, they're kind of on their own still, but they will help you if you need it. Mm-hmm. There's definitely in the whole Middle Earth, there's a distinct, separation of man, dwarves, elves, and then the dwarves and the elves are definitely at each other too.
I think all the different fractions sort of, lack of better
split
words, they screwed each other.
Yeah, right.
And so they're like, all right, well, if you're going to be that way, you can say goodbye to our help. It's more or less, and I think the movie is... more or less trying to get those fractions to come back.
Well, when the evil eye, Sauron is like the main bad guy that's coming, the evil darkness is trying to come back. And so everybody's got it. They got to get over their old past differences.
Work together.
And start to work together, which is a whole upheaval in itself. Yeah. But
very good series.
Oh my gosh.
Good movie series. Yeah.
There is, I think Lord of the Rings series wonderful. You should watch it sometime. We will watch it with you if you'd like.
No.
It only takes 12 hours to watch it nonstop. No pee breaks.
No thanks.
No, but it really is good. See, back when I was younger, I liked sports and I liked superhero stuff, right? And my brother was big into, I would say, bigger into the idea of like Dungeons and Dragons. He also liked Magic the Gathering. And so there's all these magical things. And I would think, oh, that's kind of cool. but I'm not, you know, that's dorky. But now it's like, as I got older, I also liked the Middle Ages. So I like castles and knights and, all that. So if I had to be back in those days, and especially in the like more magical, mystical folklore days, it'd be like, I'd want to be a knight. But the elves were always really kind of cool, too. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think that was romanticized and glorified through Nintendo with Legend of Zelda and Link. Uh-huh. And that's why I just, that I can listen to the music of Zelda, and it just, it lulls me into this like calm state. That's how you calm me, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just play me some Zelda.
Is that true? Is there any way to calm you at all?
To be honest, probably not. So no,
that's don't.
There's medication for it. You said, but I haven't heard of that. But
Nate, get the dart. Let's dart him.
Oh, it'd take a lot though.
Yeah, I would
take several. It is. I have actually even gone out there. This sounds crazy, but I like the dungeon music to the Legend of Zelda's and the different games, and it has some really cool kick. You know what? Music out there, and I've you can listen to it, and that's fun. I know that sounds super dorky, but
it does.
We're geeking out.
But we're geeking out on each other, right? There's also World of Warcraft, which I've never played. I don't know much about.
I've played a few of them.
Have you?
But
there's tons of, you can be any kind
of same creature
out there.
It's sort of like Lord of the Rings type.
Lord of the Rings meets Dungeons and Dragons on steroids, right? Yeah.
And then like the Diablo games.
Mm-hmm. They have all the creature, like the mythical creatures.
Yeah, you can play as a elf.
Yeah. See, that's cool, though. But they're very, I would say, if I had to describe them, regal, elegant, beautiful, timeless, ageless.
Yeah.
So they say there are, you know, people that really, truly, you know, before, you know, back in, you know, pre-modern times, you know, there was the belief in these kind of things because, you know, whether they really ever did exist or not, you didn't know much about science. You didn't know how things worked. So you would say, oh, I see. You know, they couldn't explain what you were seeing out there. So you made up stories like this, you know, and like I said, not that they couldn't be out there, but it is interesting that it's been ingrained into, you know, our histories. And like I said, our storytelling, and it kind of died away. I think they said that, you know, in Christianity, they're like, no, dude, there's not, these are all made up things. It's not real. And they started to kind of go away. But they said with J.R.R. Tolkien, you know, he kind of revived that, that magic and the mysticism and just that love for like, oh, but what if, you know, this, let's make some stuff up. Let's have some fantasy based kind of stuff. And, it's fun for people.
He's making movies.
Absolutely. Well, he did. Well, based off him, right?
Based off that, right?
Back then he was like, let's make movies. Yeah, no. Yeah, he had the books, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know nothing about.
He was, he's an interesting guy. He really was. He lived quite the life.
Okay. So I have here that says, are they good or are they evil? And it says, they are, okay, so this person says they are not evil, but might annoy humans or interfere in their affairs. They are sometimes said to be invisible. In the tradition, elves became similar to the concept of fairies. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you kind of put the elves
there
and fairies
like miniature,
in the same.
Miniature fairies, right?
Thing, yeah. Kind of like leprechauns. I mean, just a little. And I know Iceland and Ireland, and I think Great Britain, you know, they're big in the tradition, especially Ireland and Iceland. And this is really, I don't know if you have heard about like construction companies, if they're going to fix roads, rebuild roads, make new roads, you know, they believe in it so much that they're told not to build in a certain area because they could destroy the elves, you know, land. And, or if they do something like that, then the elves can tick them off.
Yeah.
And they can do something bad to the company. So they will go out of their way to redo, you know, reconstruct or whatever.
Isn't that funny?
And I'm like, they're taking it serious. Like, you know, I'm not trying to make fun of them, but I'm like,
they're all in.
They're all in because they don't want bad luck or to be attacked or whatever.
It's like a superstition.
Yeah. I'm like, that's really wild that they would go around this area that's supposed to be the land of the elves or fairies. Yeah.
So they say they have a timeless perspective. Elves can live to just over 1,000 years, giving them a broad perspective on events that might trouble the shorter-lived races more deeply. So that's why they can seem a little more ambivalent. They are more often amused than excited and more likely to be curious than greedy. They tend to remain aloof and unfazed by petty happenstance. When pursuing a goal, however, whether adventuring or on a mission or learning a new skill or art, elves can be focused and relentless. They are slow to make friends and enemies and even slower to forget them. They reply to petty insults with disdain and to serious insults with vengeance. It also talks about, we talked a little bit, that they like to stay kind of hidden in woodland realms. Most elves dwell in small forest villages hidden amongst the trees. Elves hunt game, gather food, and grow vegetables, and their skill and magic allow them to support themselves without the need for clearing and plowing land. They are talented artisans, crafting finely worked clothes and art objects. Their contact with outsiders is usually limited, though a few elves make a good living by trading crafted items for metals, which they have no interest in mining. That's for the dwarves.
That's the dwarves.
Yay. Ooh.
Okay.
It talks about them liking exploration and adventure, of course. Mm-hmm. So that is a huge thing for them.
Kind of spinning off of what I was talking about, like Iceland is big into the elf lore. Sorry, I think I just Googled. This is really interesting to me. 54% of Icelanders either believe in them or say it's possible that they exist. That's a lot. Yeah. Roads have been diverted around boulders where the elves or the Alfar, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, in Icelandic supposedly reside. A former member of parliament even swears his life was saved in a car accident by a family of elves.
Wow. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. So you're Icelandic. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
You're on that, you know that? 54. You're
sure.
You're on that side, right?
55 and a half. I don't.
That's right. I have an. I knew you guys would really find this interesting, and this is the only way I can bring Batman into this discussion. Now, how in the world?
Oh, I thought you were going to bring Batman. Harrison Ford somehow.
No, but I knew you would by me doing that, so I duped you twice.
Darn it.
So anyway,
fell for it.
I brought Batman, and now you've brought Indiana Jones, so
dastardly.
I don't know how you did
you're
that.
Dastardly.
Harrison Ford, wow, that's amazing.
It's been a while since he's been
Hi,
in one.
Harrison.
No, daggone it, I ruined it. stupid.
There was, we were talking about that last, with the Facebook going down, and what was it, the WhatsApp went down.
And Instagram, yeah.
And they showed a picture of Harrison Ford walking with his mask down, and he's looking at his phone like really confused, and it says, when WhatsApp goes down. And like, you're like, what? That was funny. But that's not what I was going to bring up.
Okay.
So this is the name Alfred. Did you know that Alfred, from Batman, right? So when I think of Alfred, I think of Batman's butler, right? So Alfred is a masculine given name of English origin, a modern descendant of the Anglo-Saxon name Alfred. So Alfred is Old English pronunciation, and they have a real fancy form of it, and I'm not going to go into that, formed from the Germanic words Aelf, meaning elf, and Ried, meaning council. Its feminine form is Alfreda. And diminutives Alfred include Al, Alfie, Fred, and Freddy. So all of those names, but it means someone who gives counsel. So, which is perfect for Alfred and Batman.
Because that's what their relationship
but
is.
But its origins in elf lore. Isn't that wild?
So, and I just said Alpha. Remember when I was talking about the Icelandic?
Alf? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are in the name. There's a bunch of names.
I see how they.
Al, Alf, Alfie, Fred, right. Freddy. I like it. That's cool.
Scott, no.
Yeah, Scott. Scott's not other.
Nate, you got something? I see that.
I'm just looking up dark elves.
Ooh, let's take it there. Let's go there. I'm ready to dive down.
Dark elves are often modeled as more sinister counterparts to the high elves. Fairy-like dark creatures. Sometimes referenced as black elves.
Do they smell?
Like black
elves? Like
magic?
I need to know. Are they smelling?
I don't know.
If they turn into orcs, I bet they do.
Do they stink like Bigfoot?
Dark elves are known for their...
Strong like bull.
Aggression, deceit, and stealth.
Okay.
They are very brutal and cruel by nature, having little mercy when it comes to cheating, battling, or anything dealing with the life of another being. They have little respect for even their own kind, at times waging war against each other. Clans are known to band together to combat invasions and attack by other race. They usually do not mix blood with other races. If they do, it is often with a demon or related creature. So that'd be scary. They lurk in dark places and love the shadows. Rarely will they come into the light for needless purposes.
It's like the doppelganger effect. You know, like
the upside
the more,
down.
The more the light goes towards nature and all things light, the dark goes towards all things shadow and darkness. I like that a lot.
I just like the name or the word lurk.
Yeah. Lurk. Was
anytime
good.
You get lurk, yeah.
Good job, Nate.
What'd they say? But it is not usually believed light will harm or weaken them. They just don't like being in the light. Weakness varies upon legend and may include excessive heat, rain, nettles, and or the blossom of some plants and trees. Dark elves generally travel in pairs or groups, as their tendencies towards cheating and theft make them targets for retaliation and violence at the hands of other races.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're pretty...
sound like a mafia.
Yeah.
Where the mafia,
pretty
you know, they
ruthless
go,
dudes.
They yeah. wage war on each other, you know?
Yeah.
Different factions of them.
Well, then, I can't remember. The evil character in Legend of Zelda, isn't he a dark elf?
Yes. Ganon?
Ganon.
Yeah,
yeah.
He is a dark elf, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a part in, what is it, Zelda 2, where his shadow pops out and you have to fight your own shadow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Link's shadow. So, yeah, there's all kind of... That's, Link is awesome. I mean, he just is. You know, obviously, he's a warrior elf. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, if I come back, I'd be like a knight or one of the... I'm not sure I could handle the barbarian stuff, but I could handle being like a warrior elf. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
This was in, I think this is really interesting. I had stumbled across this as elves as a cause of illness. And it's called the Elf Cross was protected against malevolent elves. In folk stories, Scandinavian elves often played the role of disease spirits. The most common, though, also most harmless case was various irritating skin rashes, which were called Elven Puff. And it's Alva Blast or something like that. And could be cured by a forceful counterblow. A handy pair of bellows was most useful for this purpose. Something in Icelandic, I have no idea. Skálagrópar, a particular kind of petroglyph, which is a picture on a rock, is found in Scandinavia, where they were known in older times as, here we go, Alvaldnar, which is elven mills, because it was believed elves had used them. One could appease the elves by offering them a treat, preferably butter, placed into an elven mill. In order to protect themselves and their livestock against malevolent elves, right, those are out there, we know now, Scandinavians could use a so-called elf cross, which is an elf course, elvkors, or elikors, which was carved into buildings or other objects. It existed in two shapes. One was a pentagram, and it was still frequently used in early 20th century Sweden as painted or carved onto doors, walls, and household utensils in order to protect against elves. The second form was an ordinary cross carved into a round or oblong silver plate. This second kind of elf cross was worn as a pendant in a necklace, and in order to have sufficient magic, it had to be forged during 3 evenings with silver from 9 different sources of inherited gold, or I'm sorry, not gold, silver. In some locations, it had also had to be on an altar of a church for 3 consecutive Sundays.
Mm.
Who knew? Now we do, though.
Now we do.
Right? Shoo.
Wow. Interesting.
There was a story back when I was a kid that I read. It was something that my brother, Chad, he introduced me to. It's called Dragonlance, and it was a good series. Did you ever read that?
It's very fantasy based.
It's kind of an offshoot. I think it is an offshoot of Dungeons and Dragons, but it was a really good book series. And the main character's name was Tanis. I always thought Tanis was a cool name. You never hear that. And he's the hero of the story. And he is Tanis half elven, and he's half elf, half human. Mm. And so there are times in the story where it's really to his advantage to be a human. So he always has this long hair that covers his pointy ears. And so when he's trying to mix with the humans, he uses the human side of him. Now, when he's trying to mix in with elves or uses like more magical capabilities or uses intuition, he tries to use his elf stuff. Or then he's trying to mix in with those races. So it's really an interesting way that he juxtaposes. And of course, he's always kind of hard on himself too, because he battles himself between
sure.
those two
yeah.
personalities.
What's his identity? True. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a really good story if you like that.
What was it called?
It's called Dragonlance.
Dragonlance.
And it was back from, I want to say the 80s is when it came out. They've been trying. They made an animated movie of it that was, in my opinion, horrible. I didn't even watch it all. But they've talked. There's talks about bringing it into an actual movie, and it would be a really cool story.
Because there's really neat characters. That'd be cool.
Yeah, sure. They have a really cool magician on there called Rasslin, and he's just and they have all those. They have the warriors, the barbarians, the knights.
Isn't that what Hulk Hogan and Macho Man do?
Yeah, they wrestle.
They wrestle. There's a huge difference between wrestling and wrestling.
That's right.
I won't go into
wrestling.
I won't go into that lesson here.
I found there are numerous different sub-races of elves in subcultures. It says including aquatic elves, dark elves, as we talked about, or in parentheses, drow. D-R-O-W.
Yeah, that's part of the dark elves. I'd sort of skipped over that part.
deep elves or rock seer.
Now, that would probably be, that makes me think of like Middle Earth or in the middle of the earth kind of thing.
Gray elves, high elves, low elves, moon elves, snow elves, sun elves, valley elves.
That's the dwarves.
Wild elves. That's, in parentheses, Sean Lehman.
Let me look at that.
Grugach is a wild elf. Wood elves and winged elves, also called Avriel, something like that. Lots of sub-races.
It sounds like you're making all that up over there.
I did.
Especially the Sean part.
That was the only one that was true.
You're right, yeah.
Didn't see it all. Then there is music. There's the singer elf, Elphys.
Elphys
Presley.
I felt some BS coming on.
He
lives in Graceland, we know.
No.
Turd.
Turd, you sound like my wife. You turd.
You turd. That's the nicest thing I could think of.
Yeah, I've been called worse. that is for sure.
Not much better. Not lots worse, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
You know, when I said, what do you want to do as far as our next mini, which topic, you know, and you said, let's do elves. I'm like, all right, cool. This is it's kind of like leprechauns. This is really fun.
Yeah.
It is. Even more than I thought.
Well, it's like you have an idea of an elf, but it's like, have you really sat down and researched it any?
I could sing that all night.
No, I mean, not a whole lot of content to really go through, but it's interesting seeing different.
And it's fantasy-based, and it's fun, though. Yeah.
It is. It makes me smile. I mean, a lot of things make me smile, but it makes you feel warm-hearted.
We were talking about our favorite elves, and Buddy the Elf.
Buddy.
Will Ferrell, right? My wife's and I, our first date. We went to dinner, went back to her house, and watched Elf. She goes, have you ever seen Elf? I go, I have not. So that was the first time I watched
it.
Great movie.
Cool.
Now
it is
seen
great.
It, and our kids love it.
It's a classic.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah. Buddy. I love when they're showing him like in the different scene, like he's trying to sleep, you know, he's crammed in that little bed, trying to take a shower, and he's dunking on the. he's like, argh! You know, they're all like standing there,
that's funny.
Trying to block the shot. Yeah, so I would say Buddy and Keebler. Those are my two.
Those are your favorites.
Oh, yeah. And Elphys Presley.
I'm
Elphys Presley.
Lincoln Zelda over here. Or Tannis Half Elven. Those are my favorites.
Gotcha.
Nate, you got a favorite?
Probably. What was Orlando Bloom's character name? Legasus.
That's a cool name.
I think in that
it's like Pegasus,
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I liked his character.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Since I haven't seen the movies,
yeah.
Try not to gargle. Who's the creepy dude that's got the stringy hair? Is he good or bad?
That is Gollum.
The one that's got the real, you know. Is he good or bad? Is he a
is he an elf or
some other type of creature?
Well, in the series, it's
used to be a hobbit.
Yeah, he is a river person. What sort of a different kind of hobbit?
Mm-hmm.
They fished.
Yeah.
Whereas the hobbits, like Frodo and them, they're from the Shire Meadows, and he found the magical ring.
Mm-hmm.
In the river while fishing, and it became his precious, and he just
because he always says my precious,
yeah,
because like, I've seen the
it became
clips.
Everything to him, so he more or less transformed into this golem.
Okay,
which what was his
humanoid
name?
I don't.
See, he goes by two names. Golem was what he is now. As a
I was
monster.
Looking up. You were right about Legolas, and he's a Cinder elf. Yeah. So I got that far.
And then
Gollum's real name? Yeah, that I don't remember.
Smeagol.
Oh, Smeagol. Yeah, Smeagol. That's right. How could we forget that? Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? I'm totally lost here.
So, yeah.
Okay, Frodo, I didn't know what he was or why he was.
Now, and before.
The Lord of the Rings people are like, oh, yeah, my God.
I can't believe you can't remember.
There's a lot going on in this brain.
Direct your.
I haven't watched them for years.
Oh, it has been a while, yeah. I admit sure.
I do own them.
I started trying to get the kids to watch them in Harrison, and it freaked him out, and we turned it off. So I was like, okay, now, one of these days.
The prequels, they went and they did the Hobbit series, which Hobbit is another three movies, with Bilbo Baggins, which is Frodo Baggins' uncle?
Uncle, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of that name.
So it shows his journey and how he finds Smeagol and gets the precious, the ring, and how he becomes owner of the ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it'll go into the Lord of the Rings series all comes with Frodo.
All comes out of the Shire, right?
Yeah.
And you said, is it Bilbo Baggins?
Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, I think he's related to Zach Baggins of the ghost, whatever that is. No, but no, I was just wondering. I didn't know that character. I see him all the time on memes. And
yeah.
I've seen, like, you know, videos of him. I'm like, is he good, bad? Is he, who's he part of? Or just kind of rogue?
You need to watch it.
Yeah, he's
time.
Darn it. He's an independent character.
You don't have 12
character.
Hours just no. laying around.
Do what?
I'm he's sorry, an Nick. Independent character.
Okay.
And then once Frodo has the ring, he runs into him too. After Bilbo more or less steals the ring from him.
Oh.
And so then he is triggered by being in the presence of the ring again. And so he gets like a dual personality.
Tell us how the elves come into this.
He's really creepy. He's really scary. Yeah. He's like,
well, then he starts helping.
Stringy hair, big bug eyes.
Because they need to destroy the ring. Yeah. So he knows the way to go to get it destroyed at the volcano or whatever.
I gotcha.
And it's the elves help in all this. Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
And
the
it
elves
really
help.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Dwarves, elves, the humans. Yeah.
Buddy the elf comes into all this.
Yeah. Buddy the elf.
Hey, buddy.
Josh King.
Hey, you guys. So it says, what are the elves' weaknesses?
And it says, they have an Achilles heel? I didn't know this.
Elves think they know everything. It says, they can do anything and are better than the mortals. The greatest weakness is their constant underestimation of their foes. No one knows as much as they say they do, and they can't do what they think they can, and sometimes those pesky mortals one-up them.
I can see that.
So they're, so a little arrogant.
Their arrogance gets in their way.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
Well, that makes sense.
I think because their thousand-year lifespan and...
Yeah, it's supposed to get better perspective, but yeah, maybe it does make
I can see how they feel like they're higher than everybody.
A little muddled, yeah.
Yeah.
And after the, you know, 2020 and 2021, they probably have a good reason to think we're idiots.
Shoot, yeah. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, we're good. Don't worry about it. We're nothing to worry about, so...
We're safe.
They've outgrown politics a long time ago, right?
Yeah, they're like, these guys, like aliens, they're like...
Yeah, don't touch those.
Shaking their head.
Don't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
Let's let them cook for a little bit longer.
I like that meme where the aliens are watching the show Planet Earth
for TV. Like, it's a rerun
this week on Planet Earth. So anything else on elves, guys?
I'm all elfed out.
Yeah, I think we tackled that one pretty good.
Yeah,
that was fun.
It was really cool.
Different topic, and that's what we like on this show. You know, we try to do that for the creepies.
I can't imagine how we're going to wrap this up though.
Well, Nate, what do you think, my man?
I'm done elfing around, so that's
I've
rap.
Been thinking of this all day.
How's he going to elf this balancing up? Balancing on family balance.
I hope I didn't elf this up.
That's good stuff.
I don't know what to say on that other than thanks, guys, for listening, and we will catch you later.
Later.
See ya.